Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Jim, I've got an extra ticket to the Big Morrissey show coming up. You interested?
Sure, that would be great. How much were the tickets?
Let's see. They were $50.
Whoa, that seems a little steep. But it's going to be a great show, so okay, here you go.
Great, here's the ticket.
Okay, thanks. Wait a minute. Patrick, I think you made a mistake. This says Steve Miller Band. Patrick? Patrick! We're in Patrick's basement.
Yeah,
we're not outside like we like to be. It's gotten really cold and gross.
A little cold and wet today, yeah.
So there may be a few more nice days before the weather really turns, but I don't know. This is Rockin' the Suburbs. We are rockin' the basement tonight, as I mentioned. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And Patrick, I want to ask you about a topic you've already told me you don't really want to talk about, which is the price of concert tickets. So you've never really spent a lot of money on concert tickets, right?
It's weird, and I'll just kind of get
because you were a critic and you get into a lot of stuff for free.
For more than 10 years, pretty much every show I went to, I'd either was assigned, so I was on the guest list, the press list, I should say, or in many cases, and you're probably familiar with this from being a journalist, you develop relationships with folks because you go to these clubs a lot and you work with them on reviews and things like that. So if there was a show at the 930 Club that I wanted to see, I don't know, I might just, give a call to somebody I'd met or a friend or, somebody I might know in the music scene and say, hey, are you on the list or any way I can get on the list? And so, I didn't spend a lot. On concert tickets. And I think when I was buying tickets, it was back in an era where tickets were never really even that hugely expensive, even for like an arena show, right?
Because the business of music has really changed. The industry's changed in the last several years.
Yeah.
And it used to be that you went on tour to promote your record and you wanted butts in the seats.
Yep.
You want to have a great show so everybody would if they didn't have it already, would buy the record. And now it's sort of the opposite of way. Like you put out music
totally different
that you're not going to make any money off of, but you hope it inspires people to buy the tickets that now you're going to charge them a lot of money for because that's how you're going to make money.
Right. And now you have these VIP experiences, right? Where you do all these different things. And that, when I saw The Who in 1982, there was no kind of concept about that at all. They just had to do a 50-date tour behind every album they put out.
So the reason we're talking about this is we got an email here from our friend Jesse Jackson. He does a podcast about Bruce Springsteen called Set Listing Bruce, and people should check that out.
Except for the one I was on.
And I'm going to summarize this because it's a pretty long email.
Yep.
It started because we had a conversation on an earlier episode of Rockin' the Suburbs with our friend Brandy Crawford about going to a Roger Waters show and buying a poster for $75.
Yeah.
And that led to a whole conversation we had with her about sort of the overall cost of going to a show. We didn't focus so much on the ticket price, but more, kind of like the merch and all this stuff and just, how expensive the whole thing can be.
Yeah.
And then he says here, quote, "It reminded me the discussion my lovely bride and I had about seeing Bruce on Broadway." So an aside here, Patrick, of course, you're familiar with this phenomenon, right? Which is Springsteen doing several weeks, a few months, something like that, of shows at a theater on Broadway that only seats something like 950 people.
Right.
So as you can imagine, the ticket price is going to be pretty steep on that,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So Jesse says that he's trying to convince his wife, Linda, that they should go to the show. And of course, he lives in Texas. So you're talking about flying to New York and buying these Broadway show tickets. And they had some kind of lottery system and they weren't able to get them. So he was never able to do that. And apparently the tickets were $200 to $400 a piece. Okay. So this is the important part. He said that led to this, to the discussion, is it worth it? He says, obviously with my latest health issues, we had him on before, and he was talking about battling cancer, and he's doing great, by
the way.
That's great.
Just so you know. Great to hear.
But he says, with my latest health issues, we don't have that kind of money to spend on a show, but if we did, would it be worth it? I say yes, because of the chance to see Bruce Springsteen in that intimate of a show is something pretty special. I saw him on the Devils and Dust tour when it was him, the guitar, and a keyboard, and it was an amazing show to hear him sing and tell stories, but the ticket to that was under $100. And he says, I suppose it all depends on your perspective. We often buy a $50 to $75 bottle of bourbon. We have a Jimmy Russell signed bottle of limited run Wild Turkey, which we will probably not ever open. So we do our share of extravagant purchases, but what's the limit? He closes out the email by saying, the question I'm asking you and your audience is, if you had the money, as in you don't need to miss a car payment, borrow from the kids' college fund, etc., who would you spend $500 a seat to see? My answer is Bruce, of course, and I can't think of anyone else. How about you?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I did put these questions out to our listeners on social media.
Yeah, this was fantastic.
I changed it a little bit. I put two questions out.
Okay.
One was, what's the most you've ever spent on a concert ticket? Because mm-hmm. I wanted to get that response and see how much people are actually spending on different shows. And then I said, is there anyone you would spend $200 to see? I didn't say $500 because in my mind, that's just insane. That's insane. Like, yeah. I don't think there's anybody I would spend $500 to see. Honestly, I don't think there's anybody I'd spend $200 to see. But I know that a lot of tickets now for, you know, big, big star touring acts are probably over 100. So I thought, well, 200 is a nice threshold, right? Like, what would that feels like a bit of a reach. That's got to be the top.
Yeah, thing, that sounds, you know, that totally makes sense. And I'll say one thing, too. Nowadays, when you want to get tickets to a show, you kind of feel like you're in a lottery or like on a pinwheel that you can never win on because you're somehow on the internet trying to click into line, right? It's not like you're physically waiting in line. So it's possible if you really want to see a show, the tickets could be gone. You know, within like 10 minutes of them going on sale, you never even got a chance to buy one.
That's happened.
Right?
Yep.
And then so you're forced to go to the secondary market, which you're going to have a markup of 40, 50% right off the bat.
I'm not saying I've never done that, but I'm pretty much against that.
Yeah,
like,
me
if
too.
I don't get it,
I think it's awful.
I just go, man, I'll go see somebody else because there's so many shows and I can see somebody else.
Yeah.
I have done it a couple of times, but I don't relish the idea of somebody else making money off this transaction.
Exactly.
So. Okay, first thing I got to say about this before we get into some of these responses.
Yep.
First thing I'm going to say is a lot of you people apparently have a lot more money than I do with what you're spending.
Some of these tickets. Different socioeconomic brackets.
So I suppose that's probably a good thing. Should we ever have sponsors on this show for the sponsors to know that our audience has large sums of disposable income to spend
dollars
on goods and services. So there's that. The second thing, without reading all of the responses here, I will sum up by saying I think the most popular responses for the over $200 or the most expensive, that stuff, that people have actually spent were Paul McCartney. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people saying that they've spent, you know, $250 a piece on Paul McCartney tickets and that it was so worth it and got to see a Beatle and all of that. So that's one common response. And another one was U2.
Yes.
And I think it was mostly based on this most current tour that they're doing right now. And apparently the tickets must be quite pricey for that.
Yep.
But then some of the more interesting comments we got, like just right here, starting off with Kevin Clement saying the most he ever paid was $100. And then that was for Sarah McLachlan.
Yikes.
At the Sanger Theater in New Orleans, a very intimate setting, he says. So I guess it's similar to that Springsteen thing. Mm-hmm. And he had to qualify by saying, my wife is a big fan. You do what you have to do. So yeah, you know, I think there's some truth to that, right?
I love this comment. Could have come from me, right from my heart. BJ Bonin writes, I just spent $32 to see Dinosaur Jr. tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Okay, I can see, man. You're going to see Lou and you're going to see Jay Mask. It's pretty good. Not the most I've dropped on a show, but I'm from the Fugazi school of show pricing, $5. I'd rather buy merch from the band and drinks from the venue rather than drop a King's Ransom to see a big production in a large / fancy venue. Then again, he writes, I'm the rare old guy who likes to see some smaller time / up-and-coming bands in intimate venues. So, if I see Alves, J-Som, Soccer Mommy, Bully, Not From Here, next week, 4 shows, I'll be utterly exhausted and have spent $200 total, beer, parking, and merch. So when you think about it that way, you know, I mean, that's a man after my own heart, kind of seeing a lot more bands, local bands, and up and coming. And then in 20 years, you go, yeah, man, I saw Bully, you know, when they're on their second album, right? At, you know, at a 200-seat venue.
So. Well, this is the thing. I know that I have spent probably somewhere around $100, maybe it was 110. It was somewhere around there.
Yeah.
And that was for The Who.
Okay.
and it was about 10 years ago. And at that time, I'm thinking, you know, am I ever going to get a chance to see The Who again?
Right.
Now they're still touring.
Right.
But still, it was one of those deals where, you know, it was an expensive ticket, but I had to, you know, pull the trigger on that because I really wanted to see The Who.
Now, if we're talking about adding our barbell in to how much you've spent on a band, I think I once spent $380 at a Paul Westerberg concert, but that's another story.
And I've seen Springsteen a few times, and I know those aren't cheap tickets.
No.
So I've definitely made those purchases too. But overall, I tend not to spend a lot of money. To me, the occasional splurge is like a $60 ticket or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are probably in the like $20 range, 20, 30, because my feeling is, like you're saying, I can go see more bands that way, for the same cost, which I would rather do. And also intend to be in smaller clubs, which to me is going to be a better experience. I'm going to be closer to stage. I'm going to have better sound. I'm going to, have this feeling. It's going to be a little bit more, exciting. Now, here's an interesting comment, though, from Alan Devine, who is in Liverpool.
Oh, yeah. Love Alan's listening. We have to find out if he's blue or red, from Liverpool.
I don't know what that means.
Okay, he'll know.
All right. He says, though, I'm not too worried about the price of stadium gigs. I just paid about $90 to see Foo Fighters.
Uh-huh.
Then he says, but I'm more concerned about paying more for a newer act, which are now often $20 or $30, and act as a barrier to discovering new music.
Good point.
That's funny to me. I never considered that. To me, I'm thinking if it's $20 or $30, that's kind of a deal to my way of thinking compared to the $90 to see the big stadium show. But I suppose if it, to most people who aren't on top of, what some of the newer bands are, you see that. You're like, who are these people? I'm not going to spend that money, right?
Yeah, that's a lot of money. You know, once you, like BJ said, factor in the parking and the drinks and the night, and, you might have to get a babysitter, right? It might be a lot of stuff. Now, on sort of the diametrically opposite point, to BJ talking about going out to local shows, Brittany Humphrey told us, Jim, she says, I've never spent crazy money on a local ticket unless it was a super special show. Barbara Streisand last November was easily $225. I can understand that. But I've definitely dropped some cash on concerts that required travel. So Kate Bush in London, £135, euros before fees and a currency conversion. I went to the Classic West at Dodger Stadium this summer, a three-day ticket, probably $325 plus fees.
Wow.
Although she does, as a caveat, I worked for several record stores for years, so I tell myself it balances out with all the free shows I saw. That's one way to look at it, yeah. So thank you for that.
The whole travel thing is really...
It's curious.
I've never really done that. I don't think so. I mean,
no,
I've gone to
not
shows...
Not like a destination.
I've gone to shows when I have traveled, but I don't know that I've traveled to see a show.
Yeah. You were once in Los Angeles for work, and it just so happens that Titus Andronicus was playing.
I always
do
that. I look
at
who's playing in whatever city I'm in. But probably the closest thing to that would be that I went to see the Replacements on their reunion tour when they played the Forecastle Festival in Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
But we made that kind of lined up with a family trip back to Louisville where we used to live.
Yeah.
So it kind of worked out nicely. I just happened to time the trip to be able to go to that show.
Right. Wasn't an accident. Yeah.
That's right. So Mark Neese is a man I can relate to a little bit here. He says, I've never spent more than $100 for a concert. I think the most I spent was about $85 to see Steely Dan and Elvis Costello in 2015. But then he says, there's nobody I'd spend $200 to see with two teenagers. I just don't have that kind of money to throw around.
Know that feeling.
But hang on, one more thing here, because I don't know if when he's saying the $100 to see Steely Dan and Elvis Costello, if he's talking about two different shows or were they on the same bill?
Oh, I see. Yeah, good question.
They don't seem like acts would be on the same bill, do they? Or
no, probably not.
I don't know. But
they seem way, they wouldn't get along backstage.
But it relates to this next one, and I think some other people said that something like this too.
Okay.
Curtis Ransom says, the most I paid was maybe $100 to have great seats for the Allman Brothers and Santana together. I figured the cost would be split between two headliners.
That's good thinking.
So that's one way to look at it, too. It's $100, but you're getting two bands that maybe you would normally spend $50 to go see, right?
Mm-hmm. I like what Christian Duchateau has told us here. He says, I've paid both the least and the most for tickets to U2. So you mentioned U2. They were right. One of the very first bands I ever saw live. Christian writes in, I paid $4 for my ticket at the Lincoln Center in Fort Collins, Nebraska back in 1982, right after their second album, October, came out. I've seen them multiple times since then, on the War Tour, Unforgettable Fire, Joshua Tree, Pop, the Elevation Tour, and most recently in 2005 on the Vertigo Tour, I paid more than $400 for two tickets at the Georgia Dome. Good seats, but by no means front row. I still brought my binoculars for a better view of the band. Having said that, I would gladly pay that much again when they bring the Joshua Tree Anniversary Tour to Atlanta. In my opinion, they still give fans the best bang for their buck with their amazing live shows. So, best, hey, most, and least for the same band.
You know, and here's the thing. If you feel that it was worth it, by all means.
And that's,
you know?
Yeah, that's kind of the other thing. When a band is your passion or your all-time favorite, you just feel like, I got to see them every time they come, and I'll do whatever it takes to do that.
I mean, there's a part of me that would like to spend the money it would take to go see the Bruce on Broadway thing, especially after hearing the reviews and how, you know, amazing it's yep. supposed to be. I still don't think I could spend that kind of money, but
yeah,
but it's not like I don't think about it.
Yeah.
So no, one more thing on the U2. Todd N, who is at Dig Muzak on Twitter, he tweeted at us and said that he spent $300 for a recent U2 show. And here's the thing. He says, that's face value from Ticketmaster after fees.
Ah.
That's not even on the secondary market.
Yeah. Well, and those fees, I've seen a bunch of people here that are qualifying. Yeah. Those things, they smash you for it now.
But then he says, full disclosure, I sometimes sell other tickets for profit to help pay for shows I want to see.
Oh,
so
okay.
One thing you can do, I know that a lot of times now they have ticket limits on how many you can buy, but say that the limit is four.
Right.
And you buy four and you take two and then you sell two on the secondary market, you know, yeah. And so then you can, you know, make back some of that initial investment, yeah. right, to subsidize your own, you know, purchase, right?
Otherwise known as the Mike Snyder method. I like this one here, Jim, and this brings up another kind of strain to this. Mike Dodge Weisskopf says, I dropped $200 to stand at Wendy's feet for the Revolution this year since I was just barely too young to see them with Prince in their heyday. So if there's a group that you were just too young or for whatever reason you never got to see, like you were saying with The Who, sometimes that changes the dynamic of what you would spend, right? Like, I never got to see this band. Here's my chance.
Yeah. Gerald Chazinski tweeted at us and said he has spent $250 per ticket for separately for Paul McCartney and the Rolling Stones. And then he says, wanted to ensure my daughter saw Legends. Right.
So, well, there's another reason. Yeah. yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then one more about Paul McCartney here from Amy Hesterman, who says she spent $110 for Paul McCartney in the very last row of Nationwide Arena in Columbus, Ohio. Totally worth it.
Wow. Hmm.
So, all right.
Yeah. Todd Nymphos, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right, says, you know, to kind of qualify some of this, if you can see a major classic artist for $200 or under, that is starting to be a deal, quote unquote, right? Guns N' Roses, $253 plus fees. Same for McCartney, Roger Waters, U2.
All right. And then you'll like this one, Patrick. I got one last one here. From Harris,
okay,
at OHKIV on Twitter, says Harris says spent around $200 for the 2014 Moog Fest.
Yeah,
so that's a festival.
Uh huh.
In order to see Kraftwerk.
Ooh,
right,
the Moog Fest. Yeah, you got to see Kraftwerk.
Yeah.
Well, that's not a band you think you'd get a chance to see very often, man. That's pretty cool.
That's a good one, right?
Yeah, I love that.
And he says, add two nights of a hotel in Asheville to do that, but did get to see other bands.
There you
so
go.
So it's a festival.
Right.
Those are pretty pricey, but you're going to see a lot of bands.
And you're in Asheville, so that's a good
Kraftwerk.
Thing. Yeah, and Kraftwerk.
All right, that's some pretty interesting stuff
really
there.
Really great stuff.
Again, one last thing. When we asked the question, you know, who would you spend $200 to see?
Yeah.
Of course, a lot of people took that as an opportunity to talk about bands they'd like to see get back together.
Well, that's
and they would
true.
Spend a lot of money on. And the number one answer there, quite a few people, was the Smiths.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah. We should do a time machine show one time, Jim, and say, like, if you could go back in time
right.
to one, you know, period and see one band, like, what would it be and what era? But, you know, the one thing I'll say kind of in closing is, when I thought about it sometimes, and sometimes meaning probably pretty frequently, you know, if there was a band that I'd either already seen or knew I might have another chance to see, whether that was, you know, complimentary or not, I often would weigh that against how many albums can I buy for that money. You know what I mean? And I most of the time would change, you know, that into albums instead of, you know, hey, I get maybe 2 hours in this person's presence and I got to pay, you know, some extra money. I got to drive there, but I could buy 15 records for that money.
And you can listen to those over and over again.
That's the way I always went.
Okay. Well, one thing you don't have to spend any money on is listening to this show.
Rockin' the Suburbs is F-R-E-E.
And every day.
Every day.
I stole your line. And you can find the show on Apple Podcasts or Audioboom or many, many other podcast platforms.
Yes.
We are everywhere. And you can also find us at suburbspod.com. You can call. The lines are still open. We'd love to hear more about this topic, especially, you know, kind of the counterpoint. I'd like to get more of that sort of the, you know, if you're the kind of person who just refuses to spend money on these shows, you know, do you still go to shows and what do you spend and who do you go see? That would be pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
The number you can call is 612-440-1984. Or you can email us rock@suburbspod.com. Or you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram @suburbspod. Any of those will do. And all of that is also free. And with that, we'll talk to you guys again tomorrow. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
I just said it. We'll talk to you tomorrow. I don't know what to say. I'm losing.